This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
And we had to make a short, 10-minute film. Yep. And so I made it and all hell broke loose. I was super passionate, super, on top of shit. And everything just was like, the editing was bad. I didn't really like the camera angles we got. Everybody's time schedules was just so constrained to the point where we weren't even able to finish. We had to cut out probably like 80% of the story. You know what I mean? And
it
so just, that
it didn't go well.
Didn't pan out.
Yep, that's good.
Yep.
Dude, that's good.
I
stay with me here. That's good. Adversity is always the foundation of success. You needed that punch in the face because you probably came in too hot and thought you were fucking Steven Spielberg and this was gonna be fucking amazing. Like, you probably came in too hot. You probably came in too audacious, too entitled, too confident, overconfident, had an ideology in your head. You might have even, at this young of an age, not done right as a leader and might have not known how to lead the people to success. You might have taken the framework of they're working for you instead of you're working for them, because you've had this dream, this ambition. This has been manifesting in your head. So there's almost like this entitled subconscious that comes into that. That those people there, the editors, the film are like, right? That they're there for you. Right. Where in reality, for real success, you're there for them.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I'm excited. I'm grateful that this was such a fuck up because you're so young. And I think it led to a self-reflecting moment. You've already shared that out to the world on your Instagram. Here you and I are now. I'm proud of you. You need to view that as what you deserved. You weren't good. That's why it sucked. That's on you. But that's great because then you get to look at what you were good at.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, I've worked with this nonprofit chapter. I opened it on campus and everything. And so I had this leading ability, which allowed me. And look, I've been pretty vocal about this. I fucked up like probably like way more than a lot of people do. And just realizing that I'm young and realizing that I'm like, only 22 years old. And,
you're supposed to fuck up.
Yeah.
Like nobody came out the like nobody comes out the gate. Like, I had the great fortune that I made my fucked up mistakes when I was a kid. Right? I think back to this story where I had $1,000 very early in my baseball card career, and I begged my mom to take me to Price Club, which was the precursor to Costco. And we got there and the boxes I wanted to buy weren't there. But instead of being disciplined and not having the money burn a hole in my pocket and just keep it and be patient, this is me at 13, I went on a spree and bought a ton of bad cards. Spent like almost all the money on these bad cards, bad football cards, bad baseball cards. Took them home, opened it up, got that high, loved it. It was like almost the lottery. But then I had nothing. I had nothing of value. And I had to grind all of eighth grade, like making good trades, selling shit to like get back to even that point where I had that money. And that taught me a great lesson. I had the luxury of learning a lot of my business lessons. We don't talk about business kid prodigies, but if that was a thing, I would have been one of those. I learned a lot of things at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So now I'm 44, but I'm like 100 because I've been in my game for fucking 37 years, which most people don't get into their game until their mid-20s, and then they're retiring. I'm in my prime. I'm in the dawn of my prime. My prime's probably in my 60s. So I think this is great that you fucking had this huge L, because I think it is starting to instill more humility into you, which is gonna be a balance that you're gonna need to be a great movie maker.
Yeah. So how do you think I should have that accountability moving forward? Because I totally realize that, and especially after talking to you, it's just like now I'm writing this feature film that I'm doing, and pretty much really starting to get the ball rolling again. So how do I have the accountability?
First and foremost, you have to realize that it was 100% your fault that failed, and that you don't want that to happen again. You know, like you don't want that to happen. So I think one, that should help you. Two, you should also be okay when this one gets fucked up, because maybe you were at 10 audacity, and maybe as you sit here with me, you're still at 7. And you may need another punch in the fucking neck to go to 4. Like, you know, like, it's still a process. But what the number one thing I can tell you, brother, is if you're a leader, you work for them, they don't work for you. It's a huge factor. And I see it a ton in creatives getting fucked up and getting confused.
Right.
It's a huge factor. You work for them. So A, you have to tell a great story. But to see that story come into real life, you're gonna need to be the number two to your editor, number two to the intern getting coffee for the actors. You're the, like, always playing the humble card. And I always believe that works out in the end. I genuinely do. And so you have to be accountable and humble going into this, knowing that was your vulnerability the first time around.
My question is, I know, you know, you're very big on, you know, producing, like, you know, at least like sort of 8 to 15 pieces of content a day. And so I'm a music artist and I'm also a club promoter. And this is something that I'm like really struggling with. I'm really not too sure how to hit that number. I'm only doing like sort of 4.
The number, Scott, the number is theoretical. I wish you could put out 100 pieces of content a day. You know, and by the way, the more platforms you're on, the easier it is to put out content. And when you're on Twitter, where that content may be 5 or 6 thoughts that you just write out in written form and not a fucking YouTube vlog, all of a sudden, that number becomes more obtainable. The numbers are arbitrary. I've thrown out 8, 15, 4 a day, 30, 100, 64. Those are just numbers that are kind of theoretical. Right. What I'm trying to do is get people to get into a comfort zone of understanding the more you're able to actually create and produce, the more likely something will happen. Something happens when you put something out. You know, like, yeah. You know, I always think this all the time. The amount of artists, music artists, that were meant or could have been one-hit wonders or had a real career, but they cut one song out of their album when they put out their first ever album. Yeah. And that was the song that was destined to be a top hit. And yeah, then it never happened. Well, that sucks. But with the internet, that doesn't need to happen. Like, you know, everything should be put out.
Right. And I know, like, you always talk about, like, context as well. Is that where that comes into play as well?
Correct. Because the way to win on platforms is understanding how TikTok works differently than LinkedIn, that works differently than Twitter. So the context of the platform a lot of times is going to be the variable of success. It's why I always say, watch what I do, not what I say. Like, why am I trying so many different formats on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter? Like, why am I doing that? I'm not doing that for my health. It's because I'm testing, trying different things, doing different things, and those things lead to observations. You know, my latest content pillar on Instagram is these sketched, you know, kind of pictures of me with quotes, and they're outperforming the ones that look like tweets. You know, if I didn't think of to do that, which came from an insight that I got from a wine text ad that me and Dwayne on my team created. So, like, if you're not constantly in motion and trying, you're not gonna find the thing that's gonna be your breakthrough if you keep doing the same shit. People hit me up all the time, they're like, Gary, I put out 1,000 pieces of content, like you said, it's not working. And then I go look at their Instagram, and it's all the same kind of content. I'm like, the market told you a long time ago that they don't like that.
Yeah. Okay, I see. And what kind of what platforms would you recommend most?
All of them. But for an artist, you know, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you know, Snapchat, like, you know, Twitter, like, they're all in play.
I see. And is it kind of like, because I know you did your Daily V, and that was literally just like a whole day of you. Is it kind of like that, just sort of split up into different parts across multiple platforms?
I mean, that worked for me because after 7 years of doing content myself, I was able to afford hiring somebody. And then once you hire somebody to film everything you're doing, and you're a kind of person like me that's busy every fucking minute for 15 hours a day, that led to a lot of content. That's not the reality for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, filming you promoting a club or doing a show from coast to coast, like, that's kind of interesting shit. So maybe, and by the way, I hired somebody and paid them, but a lot of people would do that for free because they just want to be close to that action. You know, when you're in music or you're in club promoting, like that's fun life. And there's a lot of people with a camera that are willing to fucking do it for free because they could never get that close to that coolness. And so there's just a lot of ways to attack it.
I see. Okay, well, thank you so much, Gary. That's really helped
a lot. You're welcome, mate. Listen, don't overthink. Make.
Okay. Got it.
You being that logical, you're going to outthink yourself. And in that thinking was the time to make. Reverse it. Realize you'll have better thoughts if you learn from what's working and not working. I think a lot. I just make and then consume and then think. I don't have the audacity or ego to think I'm going to figure it out myself before I put it out. I put it out and then learn from the reaction. That's how I think. That's the reverse. And I think you need to consider that.
Right. So you're listening.
You're listening. And what that takes is humility.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thank you so much, Gary.
You have to have the self-confidence to not get the likes. The bottom line, though, is, and it's so obvious to me, brother, this is a game of patience and putting in the work. Like, you know, when you're an aspiring, you know, filmmaker, you dream every day. It's in your soul for you to have your breakout film. You watch the fucking Oscars and you see highlight and you're like, that's gonna be me. You see a breakthrough, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. But like, the reality is it takes a lot of grinding time. A lot.
Yeah, I mean, the only luxury we have is time, right?
Yeah, and then other people will be like, time is fleeting and you never know, and I get all that, but like, the reality is, whether you think we have a ton of time or no time, whichever one you believe in, I can promise you this, the fucking hard work is the cost of entry. You either have such extreme God-given talent that the first thing you write pops off on some Matt Damon, you know, and Ben Affleck shit, right? Or you're like the 99% and you put in the fucking 2 decades and then your moment comes. Take it from a 44-year-old who's twice your age. If I told you right now, you have to put in 22 years of grinding, but at 44 you hit, you would fucking rip your arm off for that opportunity. Yet when you're 22, that sounds like the worst.
Yeah, it does. It sounds so far away, but that's what it takes, right?
It definitely is normally a foundational piece of the required way to get there. But here's my thing. Being a filmmaker that is commercially successful enough to live your life is such a lottery ticket, it should be hard. I keep reminding all my friends and youngsters and this community, it's like, wait a minute, so let me get this straight. You want to be a millionaire? You know, less than a 1% of 1% kind of life? Shouldn't that be hard? Shouldn't that take a long time? Shouldn't it be really difficult, you know?
Right.
You know, like, shouldn't that require enormous amounts of time? Shouldn't that, like, be a process? Like, I'm always trying to get people to understand what they're actually asking for. Are you out of your mind? There's only so many filmmakers in the world. You want to live that life? Cool. But of course it should be fucking bleeding out of your eyeballs. Of course there should be unlimited roadblocks. Of course this should be hard.